This is CliffCentral.com.
Ooh, what does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it is.
What the?
Talking Tech with the Techie Guy, Leon Figger, on CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so Claire, guess what?
What?
In studio, we've actually got one more from Gartner.
Really?
We're going to be presenting at Gartner, so that's quite cool.
Wow.
We've got a double dosage today. All right, so in studio, we have Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Leo, and you?
All right, thank you. So, Mike, give us your name, your title, what do you do?
Right, okay, so I am Mike Stain. I am the CEO of a company named Mapzania, and we are a IT company that has built a digital mapping and geospatial platform, which is quite a mouthful.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, so geospatial technologies,
yes,
right? What does that mean?
Ultimately, what we've done is we've built a toolbox for okay. other software developers to be able to include everything to do with digital mapping and everything that has a geospatial or a location-based side to it within their IT systems, within their information management systems. So being quite a visual thing, it's kind of hard to get across verbally, but...
So give us an example, maybe.
Okay, I'll give you a great example. We've got a software development crowd that have used Mapzania in a solution for a municipality in their transportation section, and the municipality wants to know the origin and destination of the bulk of passengers.
Okay.
So they've got raw data, but they need to get a sense of where people are, where they're trying to go to.
Okay.
So we can use the mapping technology to analyze the information from a location perspective, join it together, and show strong trends on a map platform, on a viewing it on a map, literally, being able to zoom in and zoom out and see where are people living, where they're trying to go to, where must we provide transport.
So, I mean, obviously visual is going to be come across a lot better than ones and zeros, datas, you know, commas, CSV files. You know, visual is visual.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, a lot of traditional systems will take that information and they'll present it to you in a table or a graph or a pie chart or whatever it is. And we see this side of things as a logical extension of these information management systems. We actually see it, being more and more pervasive in these systems. The likes of Google Earth and Google Maps have kicked open the door for us.
Definitely.
And we see that almost every single information management system should have a mapping side to it. We live in a spatial world. Everything has got a location. Companies need to manage things spatially. So at the end of the day, present the information like that.
Well, I think that's quite cool because we're used to going to Google Maps, and we used to, and then on top of Google Maps, we don't just use as a map for the sake of having the map. We then add in home and destination, on top of which we add in where the shop is or where the schools are. So we're kind of building layers and layers on top of the map. So why not add some this kind of data, giving me a better idea of what my business is doing?
Absolutely. Sorry, Claire.
No, Carol.
Absolutely, and you know the whole thing is that the Google Maps of the world are looking at certain use cases that they're interested in, but businesses have different problems. You know, be it a supply chain or a logistics business, be it a where must I build my next store because I don't know where people are living, be it whatever it is. And when you look at that information on a map, it makes a lot more sense than when you're trying to figure through all a lot of tables and graphs, as I said before.
Makes sense.
So just for interest's sake, where did you come up with this? Like, what prompted this kind of an idea?
Well, it's been a long journey for us, for a start.
So but not 2 years.
No. There's been a number of iterations, and we have been... as Mapzania, as the platform, we've had sister companies that have used Mapzania for end clients and using it as a solutions platform for end clients. And in that journey, we've come from the old days of mapping, because digital mapping has been around for 20, 30 years, but it's moved from what they call a very specialist, used to call it geographic information systems background, and we believe it's now moving straight into mainstream IT. So it's moved out of a specialist desktop analysis in the specialist domain, and we see it now moving into mainstream IT, and we from our journey have been part of that evolution, and we actually believe that we're at the forefront of that evolution.
So you're kind of removing a headache for somebody else, is that right? You're making the job easier for somebody
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. MapZania is, at the end of the day, a toolbox to allow other software developers and solution providers to include it in their solutions without the headache, without having to be specialists. And at the end of the day, to provide powerful geospatial things, not just there's my house and there's my shop.
And you're obviously guaranteeing a great product.
Well, that's it. And, you know, the nice thing is certainly from a South African context is that we're around and we've seen this in solutions. We've seen it in nice solutions. And we're around to assist anyone who wants to get going with this thing. It's not like you're dealing with a crowd that's sitting in America or a large multinational corporate.
And you
which,
have to wait 8 hours to talk
exactly,
to them or something.
And there's difficulty in terms of, you know, getting permission to get going, licensing, this and that. We find ourselves a lot more agile than that, quick off the mark and helping people. And ultimately, we're trying. That's what we're trying to do for MapZania. We're trying to grow guys using it.
So Gartner, what does it mean for you guys to exhibit at Gartner?
Yeah, as I said before, it's absolutely fantastic for us. You know, it's really difficult as an innovator in South Africa to be seen and be heard. In a South African context and especially in a global context, you know, there are places in the States and Europe where it's easy to get that kind of exposure. And for us, it's a massive opportunity and we're very grateful to Gartner for the opportunity.
You were quite lucky, weren't you?
We were lucky, I think. I don't know, you make your own luck sometimes, I guess. I don't know. But we're very grateful. It's a huge opportunity.
Awesome. So we'll be down there. So we'll be broadcasting from there as well. So we look forward to catching up with you when you're there.
Fantastic, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.